from Isaiah and John's Gospel. People who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Isaiah is proclaiming a great light. What is this great light? Whom can the child be that Isaiah claims? A child has been born for us, a son given to us. We are the people that Isaiah says this child is born for and given to. What about the rest of the description of the great light? Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of course, we will claim the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the one described here. Christ is the great light that comes to us if we open our eyes to see and not reject. God shows Isaiah this great light. There has been a battle going on. People have been walking in darkness, living in deep darkness, and Isaiah proclaims the light will shine on them. Is Isaiah talking about the darkness of our lives that comes from a separation from God? Is the darkness that hangs over us in our pain and suffering called deep darkness? How do we see the light? Who will bring the great light to us when we cannot even open our eyes to see? Who can help us when we cannot hear God? Isaiah says, a child is born from the suffering people. When we are hurting, we need this light, but we may not be able to hear the words of Isaiah. When we are in deep darkness and struggle to get out of bed, what will penetrate the darkness in our lives? It is the child born to us, the son given to us. We will call the great light that can penetrate such darkness. We call this son Wonderful Counselor. We say he is the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Mighty God. We call him Jesus Christ, Lord of Lords and Emmanuel, God with us. The prophets are proclaiming Jesus to us in our darkness, so we too can claim this great light to others in their darkness. John's Gospel in chapter 8, again Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. End quote. Jesus, Son of God, born of the Virgin, is the open gate to our salvation. We will see the light and go out to our neighbors in their darkness, bringing the light of God everywhere we go. From Malachi, he has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. We are called to love our God and love our neighbor. Jesus gave us his new commandment, to love our neighbor as Jesus first loved us. God opens the gate of his righteousness. That open gate is Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God of light, there can be overwhelming obscurity in this world, but you shine your light and increase joy, and for your brilliance we are grateful. Shine your light through us to all the world. Let the open gate of Jesus Christ be the light for all to see. Amen.